Now,
as a treat today, I do have some questions that some people submitted to our website, so I'm going to go ahead and answer some of those questions right now. The first question is, I have an end time question. Are the Romans surrounding the Jerusalem? Is it time for God's people to run to the hills? And so, you know, my view of this is that we see the signs of the times everywhere. And if you can establish yourself in a place that you can continue to be in the world but not of it, and to continue to fulfill God's purposes, but also have some resilience and some opportunity to be away from maybe the chaos, there's some wisdom in that. But I don't have any specific.
Okay, you're on.
Okay. Sorry, we had a little glitch there, guys. We're back, streaming live. And so that was the answer to that question. The next question says, studying 1 Corinthians 13 was a reference to Song of Solomon 8:6. And after looking at many of the versions, I would like your input in the Solomon first Song of Solomon 8:6 says, set me like a cylinder seal over your heart, like a signet on your arm, for love is stronger than death. Passion is as unrelenting as Sheol. It's his dead bodies of the wicked, including the fallen angels after the thousand-year judgment. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ash under your feet, and so forth. I'm like the fires, and we see those fires when Jesus was transfigured and Elijah and Moses. We see Moses' face coming down off the mountain. And after the thousand years and all the wicked have died, then there is a fire described in Peter and Malachi and other places where the elements melt in the fervent heat and all is created new and earth is created new. So that's exactly how we see it. Is created new and earth is created new. So that's exactly how we see it. It says, on your blog, The Truth About Hell, where do you believe created humankind with immortality? That we are not mortal, that we have immortality inherent to ourselves now. And we're either going to live eternally in our own immortality righteously, or we'll live eternally in our own immortality wickedly. And if we're inherent immortality, the gift of God is eternal life. In Eden, the way to the tree of life was barred. You know, that's what I just read. My son and I were just talking about life in heaven. He suggests that fear cannot be non-existence because we will have memories of our time on earth. In our sinful nature. Therefore, fear cannot be eliminated. Do you have a comment on this thought? The unity from that, you are no longer afraid of getting the disease again because you're immune. Those who have been saved and are in heaven, they will have memories of what God has delivered them from on this earth, but they have been so settled into the truth about God and his kingdom that they are no longer vulnerable to sin again. So they don't fear it, and they're not afraid of that ever rising again. So no, I don't believe there will be fear in heaven. I believe there will be love for it now, for what they did. I would love your hearing your thoughts on this. I haven't heard anything about that at all. Those who insist on taking themselves out of harmony with God, and despite God's mercy and grace and intervention, is it okay if you're to kill if you're defending yourself? And if so, is it okay to lie if you're protecting yourself? So, you know, these questions are very interesting questions, and it seems like the person who's asking this is looking for some type of a cookie cutter rule to be applied in all circumstances. If you look at Jesus Christ as our example, did he use power and might to protect himself against false accusation and murder? Did he strike out against them? When Peter pulled out his sword to defend himself and his Savior, what did Jesus say to them? Put away your sword. And it said, and those who live by the sword die by the sword. So in the human law model, it is considered righteous to do this, to defend yourself, self-defense. This is the survival of the fittest instinct. And you will find that all human governments give you the right to do that. In the godly model, though, greater love is no man that he give his life for a friend. And we pray for those who spitefully use us, and we love our enemies. Whereas in the humans model, we only love our friends. So I would suggest that this philosophy is really embedding into people's hearts the justification for a willingness to kill others rather than sacrifice self to save others. And I think that's the two antagonistic principles that are at war right now in the world. And the world is being set up through the beastly system to have a justification for us to be able to kill others because they're a threat to us. And that's how genocides always occur, as the population is convinced that a certain people is a threat to them, therefore it's righteous to go ahead and kill them. So I would have to reject this philosophy also as being anti-Christian and outside of God's principles for our life. So, that's all our questions. We're going to just give you a brief look at our booth again. Look at the crowds that are coming in here. People are appreciating the free resources we give, and we are just so thankful to be able to be here and share what the Lord has done for us. Thank you for being part of our Come and Reason family. Thank you for your support, your prayers, your donations, because it's through people like you we've been able to have and give away these resources and reach many, many more people. I do want to tell you, we've had people come up all week telling us of the stories of healing and restoration have happened from these resources. One counselor came up and said they got some of our resources 4 years ago. They have an addictions recovery program, and they heard me talk, and they heard got some of our resources on design law. They began applying those principles in their recovery program, and they've noticed a fourfold increase in recovery and maintenance of recovery when these principles were added. These are the types of stories we're getting. So we want to thank you for your support in allowing us to share God's design laws and his methods for health and life. Thank you all. We'll be back with you for our normal class time next week. Bye-bye.